This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Country music star Toby Keith has died after a battle with stomach cancer. He was 62. He had 20 number one Billboard hits, including this one, Beer for My Horses with Willie Nelson.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
He went on 11 USO tours to play for troops serving overseas, and he helped to raise millions for charity over his career, including building a home in Oklahoma City for children and their families who were battling cancer. Britain's King Charles III has cancer and has begun outpatient treatment. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is in London.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says he's shocked and sad to learn that King Charles III has cancer. The Prime Minister says, however, that he is relieved that the illness has been caught early. Buckingham Palace announced on Monday evening that the King has begun outpatient treatment for an undisclosed form of cancer. It was found during his recent treatment for an enlarged prostate, but is not connected to that condition. Sunak says everyone in Britain will be willing him on and hopefully will get through this as quickly as possible. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Back here at home, that slow-moving storm that's been pummeling Southern California could linger into Wednesday, says the National Weather Service. Lead forecaster Bob Orvec.
Unfortunately, it looks like it's going to be wet today on Tuesday, and then additional showers are possible on Wednesday as another weak area of low pressure moves towards the coast, and some of those showers will linger into Thursday. So it doesn't look like it's going to be totally in the clear, probably until late Thursday and into Friday.
Security officials say they're getting ready for the Super Bowl in Las Vegas amid warnings about counterfeit goods, human trafficking, and illegal drones. This is AP News. Young black girls held at gunpoint by police in Colorado. Now a financial settlement in the case.
The family of young black girls handcuffed and held at gunpoint by Colorado police has reached a financial settlement. Brittany Gilliam and the girls, ranging in age from 17 to 6 years old, were headed to get their nails done when pulled over by Aurora police officers who mistakenly believed her vehicle was stolen. Civil rights attorney David Lane.
One by one, they put these kids face down on hot pavement in August.
I was more scared than anything because all I could hear was their crying and their screams.
Gilliam's lawsuit settled for $1.9 million, alleged profound and systematic racism.
And I fully will never understand it, but I will say I forgive them.
I'm Norman Hall.
Snap, the owner of Snapchat, is cutting about 530 employees. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.